With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Welcome to AI Unraveled, your essential guide to the business and engineering of AI. Today, we are shattering the cost of production. Imagine creating an award-winning short film with character quality often compared to Pixar, using zero studio, zero team, and a total budget of just $27. That is the story of our guest, David Tatera. He didn't just win a contest, he proved that AI has officially erased the studio barrier. David is going to walk us through the exact MLOps workflow he used, from drafting the story in ChatGPT to creating cut-by-cut cinematic stills in Nano Banana and rendering the final animation in HiLuo. This is the future of content, and it has massive implications for every enterprise looking to scale video production, training, and marketing assets. But first, a strategic question. Your platform solves the hardest challenge in tech, getting secure, compliant AI into production at scale. But are you reaching the right 1%? AI Unraveled is the single destination for senior enterprise leaders, CTOs, VPs of engineering, and MLOps heads who need production-ready solutions like yours. We have reserved a limited number of mid-roll ad spots for high-stakes, governed AI infrastructure. Secure your high-impact package immediately. Secure your mid-roll spot. Link in show notes. Now let's dive into the workflow that makes a $27 studio possible with David Tatera.
All right, aloha.
Hello, David. Welcome.
Welcome, Etienne. Glad for, thank you for having me in.
Yes, my name is Etienne Newman. I'm the creator of the AI Unravel podcast. And today, our focus is on you, David. Why don't you tell us about your story? What's your background story?
I mean, I've been working in tech my entire life, since I was, 18, went to college at Indiana University. But the last 5 years have been pretty heavily down the kind of the AI rabbit hole. I've done everything from starting an AI YouTube channel. I built custom AI software for the company that I work with. And then recently, in the last 6 months or so, I got really heavily into both the AI video and image generation side. And that's how you and I came together, because I recently won a contest for an AI video that I put together. It was a contest for HiLuo and Open Art. And they were looking for, creators to come up with different stories using AI video, using the newest technology in AI video.
That's impressive. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem. It was a really great experience. It was a lot of fun, because when I first jumped into it, they normally, when you're generating AI video, you get really limited, because each little clip that you're generating costs money. But when this contest was going on, they kind of opened the doors up and said, hey, if you're competing in the contest, you get free image generations for the next 10 days. So it became a really neat thing to be able to dive a lot deeper and really play with it and learn a lot about what's out there in the AI image generation world.
Yeah, I'm glad you talk about cost, because that's what is scaring a lot of people when they start this journey. So why don't we talk about cost? So you created this award-winning Pixar quality video using only $27 subscription. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that correct?
Yeah, completely. Yeah, it was their basic $27 subscription. Like I said, you had a little window during the contest. They usually do these when they promote contests, where you were allowed to generate a few more images than normal. But it was just the basic Open Art subscription that I had. And I used two tools, mainly Nano Banana and HiLuo. Nano Banana is the newest image generation tool from Google. HiLuo, it's one of the newer video models that you can use image and start and finish frames and a bunch of new technology to do it. and then just went crazy rendering different videos, clips over and over again, you know, to try to get it. And I know you mentioned the cost thing, and I know a lot of people are cost prohibitive. If this is something you're getting into, you just kind of have to understand with AI video that you're gonna have a lot of re-renders. It's one of the interesting things that comes in that way. You end up re-rendering videos over and over again. That's part of the process of making good videos.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask you. So what will be the most critical difference between spending $27 on an AI tool and spending million in a traditional studio production team?
Well, I mean, when you spend money on a studio, you kind of plan out the shot, you know, okay, I want the camera over here, I want the lighting over here, my actors and actresses in these places, here's my special effect. You spend all this money putting everything together, then you film the shot, and you know that you got that exact shot that was the way that you visualized. AI doesn't really work that way. You can give it a prompt and tell it what you want it to look like and tell it what output you want. And it's kind of like, it reminds me of that math you used to do in high school. It was called the guess and check, where you'd have to, like, you know, you'd get an equation, you'd have to throw some numbers out there and check and see if you got what you wanted. Well, that's basically what you do with video these days. You know, you can start with a starting image and end with an ending image that helps you a lot to guide the AI in what you want. But what you actually get for the output is kind of a roll of the dice. So sometimes your character may have a newspaper in one hand and then suddenly it magically jumps to the other hand. Sometimes they'll walk through a desk, or they might make some strange motion and turn the other way. You tell them, you know, in the prompt, I need you to turn to the right, and they'll turn to the left. Or I want you to jump up and down, and they sit down instead. It doesn't follow your commands that well. So that's the big difference. When you're working in an AI situation, you're going to have to re-render. I mean, when I made that video, which was all of 45 seconds long, I think there were like 400 clips that I rendered to get a 45-second long video, because so many times the clip would come back and it would just be completely useless. It would just be junk that didn't look right. Where mistakes happened. And so that's really a big part of the process right now, is rendering and rendering and rendering until you get that clip you want, or maybe even half of a clip that you want, where you're going to speed it up and you're going to use the first half of this clip and then go somewhere else from that.
Yeah. So that brings us to our next question, creativity. So I want to ask you, because our audience are MLOps professional, right? So we want to understand, walk us through your creative process. Specifically, how do you handle data consistency in maintaining the same character, style, and set when moving between tools like Nano Banana, Helio, and Premiere?
Well, fortunately, the newest image models like Kling Pro and Nano Banana have gotten really good at carrying a character consistently from different shots. Mm-hmm. So when I create a project, you know, first I'm going to start off with what's my script. And usually I work with ChatGPT, figure out all my script, figure out my characters, figure out all the sets, everything that I'm going to need for it, like you would kind of your storyboards if you were doing a film or a movie. Then it goes into taking those and making images of them, taking them into Nano Banana. That's my main one that I use for images. It's kind of the best one out there right now. But I can create a character in Nano Banana, and then I can tell Nano, okay, now put him in this background. Now put him in this clothing. Now turn him to the right, turn him to the left. Let me see him from behind. And I can get images from all kinds of different angles of those main characters that I want. Sets, you kind of want to do the same thing. I will say it is trickier. The AI images are better at understanding, here's my central character and looking at him from different angles, than they are at imagining what a room looks like and seeing different walls of a room. So that one can be a little trickier, but you really got to map all that out. Then you can take multiple images and put it into these different, into Nano or these newer image programs. So I can take a background set of, you know, my character standing by the doors of an elevator and a picture of my character and say, now put this character into this image. Once you've combined them and you have it, that becomes your either your starting or your finishing image for the AI video programs, because that's one of the big steps that AI video has taken recently, is it allows you to have beginning and ending, or sometimes both, images. So then you'll say, okay, here's a character standing out in front of the doors of the elevator. Now I want him to turn to the right and walk down the hallway. And the AI video generator will start from that picture with that character and have them turn and walk down the hallway. This is what allows you to keep these consistent characters and consistent scenes, is by using the image generators to sort of feed the video model.
That's impressive. So now let's talk about the new studio barrier. So you stated that AI has officially erased the studio barrier. For our audience of CTO and investors, what practical regulatory or ethical barrier remain that AI tools have not yet solved?
Well, I mean, I think one of the ethical, obviously, is whether you tell people your video is AI or not. You know, I think there's still a lot of people that are generating AI videos and sort of playing them off like they're real, like they really happened. And I guess I don't, you know, ethically, I don't know where that falls. Do you have to disclose to them? Do you have to disclose to people that you use special effects in a video? Is this just another special effect? I think that's one of the smaller issues. Probably the bigger issue, though, really comes down to, hey, am I able to use images and likenesses that aren't approved? So, for example, Nano Banana, it's run through Gemini. If I tell it, make an image of me, if I give it a picture of me and say, put me standing next to Steph Curry, there's probably about a 50-50 chance of it actually doing that. Sometimes randomly, it will say, hey, this is a trademarked person. I can't put them in your image. Sometimes it will put them in my image. If I take a picture of Steph Curry and a picture of me and say, put us together in the same image, it doesn't have any problem with that at all. 99% of the time, it will just put the two of you in a picture together. And then you can make a video from there. When I was playing around with this, I took, you know, some images of celebrities and, you know, had their shirt changed to have my branding on it. Instantly, no problem. It looked perfect. It was a picture of Sydney Sweeney with my crypto channel's logo right on her shirt. And you would swear that it looked like she was, you know, completely wearing that. These are some of the problems that it's really creating, because how do you, when it's so easy to take someone's image, to take a celebrity and suddenly put them in your scene, in your things, what's the line? If you're doing it as a goof, as a joke, as a gag, is it sort of okay? If it looks like them, but you didn't actually copy them, it doesn't look identical. So those lines are real blurry, because there's so much that you can do with this power right now.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now let's talk about the tool stack. Right. So for those creators looking to move to do what you're doing. So why did you select this specific combination of Nano Bananas and Hallyu for animation for this high stake contest rather than using one of the larger all in one platforms?
Well, actually, Nano and Hallyu, I used both through a platform called OpenArt, which is one of the bigger platforms. They were the ones who were hosting this contest. So you had to use technology that was on Open Arts platform, and Hailuo was the video sponsor of it. So you had to at least have some video from Hailuo in there. Nano, I chose because, I mean, when I started the contest, I think it had been out about 2 weeks, and it really, like I said, it became the default go-to for most people because of the consistent characters. Prior to that, if you ever tried to make characters in ChatGPT or in any of the other, you know, AI image programs, you would find they didn't really look the same. You'd turn them and suddenly their head would look weird, or they might gain or lose weight, or they might be, you know, it just wasn't able to keep a consistent character. And that was key to making a consistent video. Suddenly with Nano, they could. So that was why Nano really was the big one. Hailuo, as far as animation goes, it's one of my favorites. I've still, I had to use it for the contest, so that's where I got to know it. But I've used, you know, Seedance and VO3 and even Sora 2 now, all the new ones. And I really still like Hailuo. I think as far as quality of image generation, it's one of the best. Its prompt adherence is really good. And then it's also really good at taking direction. You can give it camera prompts that say, you know, pull the camera out and raise it up above, or, you know, pan the camera around to the right. And then there's specific ways that you have to type these prompts in. But if you give it that information, it does a really good job of following it, which that lets you create a lot of creativity. And it also, one of the big challenges you'll run into if you start doing this with Nano Banana is it's not always great at spatial awareness. So, like, for example, I ran into a situation in the video I was making where I had a nice picture of my guy standing in front of the elevator, but I wanted the scene to open with the elevator doors opening and him taking a step out. Well, Nano Banana could make the elevator doors open, but no matter how many times I prompted, it couldn't push the character back into the elevator. It just didn't understand how to move someone in a 3D space. It would flip him around and turn him this way and turn him that way, but it wouldn't slide him back, you know, 6 feet into the elevator. And I couldn't get this to happen. So then I used Hailuo, which actually does understand 3D motion a lot better. And I stuck that picture of him standing in front of the elevator and said, this is my ending image for a video clip. And I left the beginning image blank. And then I recorded a video that said, the man, the elevator doors open and the man steps out. And I was able to use that. And suddenly, you know, the video program knew it. So that's one of the things I really like. I think Hailuo understands 3D motion like that really well and movement. Nano understands character consistency. So when you combine them, you can get some really, really neat outputs.
That's great. But that's not exclusive, right? Someone else can choose to use different tools and get the same result.
You could definitely use other tools and get the same result. How consistent they are is up in the air. You know, like I said, I think Kling Pro does pretty darn good with images. I haven't seen any other image programs that really did a good job of keeping characters consistent. And if you can't get consistent characters, you can't, you know, you're not going to get anywhere with making videos.
Definitely. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's pivot to the future before we go to your demo. So beyond film, where do you see this new low-cost solo creator model immediately impacting the enterprise, specifically in high volume area like marketing, asset generation, product visualization, or training video production?
Well, I mean, the product visualization is already really there. If you look at Nano Banana, you can do unbelievable things with it. You can, you know, take your logo, have it wrapped onto a bottle of beer, then have Nano imagine it as a six pack. Now put that six pack in the hand of, you know, someone in a fur coat standing in the snow, and it looks every bit as real as it is. So the product end of it, it's really gotten good. I think that was something that Google really put a lot of energy into because they know that this is a very useful application for a lot of people. Beyond that, I really think it's just going to grow, and you're going to start seeing people making videos and movies from home. I think they're, you know, whether it be a commercial, whether it be a film for fun, whether it be a product placement video, I think you're going to start seeing as this technology keeps growing, and these contests are a great way. That's why they have them. They open the door up and they allow people to try out these platforms and really see what they can come up with. And some of the stuff for the recent contests that people are doing is, you know, already steps and steps beyond what we were doing just 3 months ago. So I think you're going to really start seeing people make, you know, short films. I don't think you're going to start seeing long things yet. I think it's too hard. The generations are, you know, 5, 6 seconds right now, sometimes 10 second long clips. As it gets to where you can do longer clips and keep them consistent, you'll start seeing longer films. But I really think short films, commercials, I use it already for some marketing assets. We take products that we've got, we take ads that we've got that are working on Facebook, and they're right now a still image ad. And I can take that still image and throw it into an AI generation, a video generation, and turn it into a short video. So instead of a car parked in a driveway, now I have the car driving down the road and pulling into the driveway. And that little change kind of reinvigorates the algorithm and reinvigorates that ad and allows me to get more life out of it. So I think that's a really big one too, is just taking your still image ads and bringing life to them with video for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. So before we go to the demo, I want you, David, for there are companies out there, there are people out there maybe who wants to hire you to create this kind of video for them. So can you quickly tell them how to get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my YouTube channel, you can jump on there and take a look at a lot of the different work that I've done. If you just search for David Tatera, that's my name, David, T-A-T-E-R-A. Or you can send me an email directly if that's something you want. DavidTatera@gmail.com. That's the easiest one to catch me at. That's the one that's on my phone, so I see that all the time. I got about a dozen different email addresses. Or jump on my website at DavidTatera.com, and you can send me a message through there also. So any of those different ones. If you have questions, if you need help with this, I'm also working with a platform called Flare, Phlare. They are a AI training platform, and I'm putting together a couple different courses on video creation there as well. That's going to teach all of this, and then I'll be hosting office hours there as well for specific companies or people if they need help and advice on this kind of stuff.
Finish. Let's conclude. So, for our audience out there, yeah, maybe one more time to you talk about people who wants to get into creating those AI video, all the where they can go and submit their videos and make some money. Is there anything else you want to share that can help hobbies like yourself?
Yeah, I mean, start with a subscription to one of these channels. You can get in as Open Art. I think their lowest subscription is as cheap as like $7. Mm-hmm. And that'll get you into play with it. If you just want to start toying around with some of the image generation, you can actually do most of Nano Banana stuff through the Gemini free end, free like sign up. You don't even have to pay for it. It will, after your first, I think 20 or 30 images, it kind of throttles it and makes it really slow image generation, but it lets you do unlimited generation. So you can kind of get a feel for what kind of images you can make through it. And then jump on Twitter, or X now, I guess we call it, jump on there. You can find Open Art. You can find the other one, what's it called? The Chroma Awards. They're going to have all the signups and submission details if you want to join in on any of these contests. And keep an eye out. There will be more contests coming. This isn't going to end. All of these video platforms that are just, they've taken huge leaps and bounds in the last year, and they all want really captivating, beautiful videos that they can say, look at what was made with AI. The only way to do that is to get creators out there in the world coming up with creative and unique things. So they're going to keep running contests. If you miss this one, catch the next one, catch the one after that. If you're here early, you can usually get the free credits, which means, you'll sign up with a basic subscription and you'll get a whole bunch of extra free time to render things, which is a great way to dive in and really explore it and play with it. But I think joining one of these contests is probably the best way, because like I said, it got me way down there and taught me a ton about moving the characters and the camera angles and the backgrounds and sort of the limitations by really trying to make a video. So that would be my recommendation. If you're thinking about going into this, take a weekend. Spend the weekend making videos, put yourself together something to submit to one of these contests. You'll learn an amazing amount and you'll be so much further ahead of everybody else as these things continue to improve.
Perfect. Thank you so much, David. That's the end of our podcast. That was great. So remember, if you want to contact David, all his information will be in the show notes. You can go to his YouTube channel. You can send him an email. Thank you again for being part of AI Unravel.
That's it for today's deep dive. We hope you walked away with actionable insights for your enterprise strategy. Before you go, let me remind you of the unparalleled value of this platform. AI Unraveled delivers deep, uncompromised technical insight that keeps our audience, senior enterprise leaders, tuned in to the very last minute. That sustained attention is the best place for your ad. This is your opportunity for a direct line to your most valuable buyers, the CTOs, VPs of engineering, and MLOps heads who sign off on high-stakes infrastructure. Stop wasting budget on general marketing noise. Secure your high-impact premium ad campaign right here. Email us today to reserve your mid-roll package, info@djamgatech.com. Thank you for listening to AI Unraveled. We'll be back tomorrow with more.